Okay, so let's do Chanukah. So, you know that, anyways, the dapin on Chanukah and Shas is what, 3 blah? And it's a lot of agarata mixed with halacha. So, already here in the Ein Yaakov, it's trimmed down, even from that. A blend, like we have in the Gemara, but some things are in, some things are out. It's a short sugya, so let's see if we can get through all of it. And there is not, of course, there's a ton of halacha, garata, and drushim, soidis, and chsidis on Chanukah, ad ein soif. But in the Ein Yaakov itself, on the actual daffin, there isn't that much. So, like last time, there's just a few select pieces that we'll go through over the next few blat. So let's start from Kishabo Lafarish Shmanim Upsilas Yud Beis, Simon Yud Beis on the first page. It comes to explain the Shmanim and the Psilas of the Mishnah, his Kirum Le'inyan Chanukah. So Chanukah comes in the Sugya of Bamer Malikin. V'amar Rav, Malikin Bahem, Rav says that we do light, that we can light with the Shemen and Psilas, which are our puzzle for Shabbos. We can light with them on Chanukah. Amar Rav Yirmiya. So Rav Yirmiya says, "My time with the Rav. What's the reason for Rav? Because he holds kafsa ein zakakla. That if it goes out, so it doesn't have to be relit. So that means lechatchida, it doesn't have to be such a fine quality. Because anyways, if it goes out, it's not our responsibility to relight it. And that's how we paskin. Amar Rabbanan kameda Abaye mishmeda Rav Yirmiya v'loy kibla. So when it was told to Abai in the name of Rav Yirmiya, he didn't accept this halacha. Ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came in Amur Rabban Kameda Abai Mishpeda Birchan, and it was said in the name of Rav Yochanan, so then, Kibla. So then he accepted it, and he explained why. Amar Yizaka Gemita Deshmaita Meikar Halavai should have been Zaycha to hear this teaching in the name of Rav Yochanan years earlier, because I knew of it, but it was in the name of Rav Yirmiya, and he wasn't Machshir Rav Yirmiya like he was after Rav Yochanan. V'hagamra. He says, but at least you know it. So what does it make for a difference whether you knew it earlier or if you knew it later? Nafkamina lagirsa diankasa. It makes for a difference because that which is learnt at an earlier stage in life, it enters in and it doesn't leave as easily. There's a mila of girsa diankasa. Now, there's not anything here in the Ein Yaakov and very little which I saw in regards to this, but lachare, it's a Chanukah tikka inyan because the whole inyan of Chanukah is chinuch. And the inyan of chinuch is chanach lenar al pidarkai, that the inyan of chinuch goes down to a place of nairis. I mean, b'chalal, we know that not every mitzvah katan is chayvin. When it comes to Ner Chanukah, katan is chayvin the mitzvah. So what's the pshat? Because Ner Chanukah goes lamata mi'asar atvachim. And that's why it's called Chanukah, because it goes to a very low place. The fact that it breaches the gvul of Bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, and even a katan is chayav in the mitzvah, that's like a bechin of lamata me'asar. Because there's a maila. There's a maila, and it shows how high something is if it can go so low. So me'ila, since the mitzvah of Chanukah is bechin as chinuch lenar, that even a youngster has a kesher, so that's like a bechin of girsa diankasa. Bechin of girsa diankasa is that, and that's why this memory is in dafkin Chanukah, because halavai would have known it when I was younger. It's an inyan in Chanukah. Does that make sense? But furthermore, we see that it lasts longer. How so? Because we know that all the Yom Tovim will become batal, except for Chanukah and Purim.
Purim?
Huh?
Is that Purim?
So Purim,
how did that work?
It's a different word by Purim. But when it comes to Chanukah, the inyan is that because it's a bechin of Girsa Diyankasa, it's Miskayim Yaser. So even at the cutoff point for all the Yom Tovim, Chanukah will continue because it's a bechin of Girsa Diyankasa. Fine. Tanu Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah, Ner Ish Ubeisai. Oh, the Maisa, really the sugya started before that. It's interesting, because in the Ein Yaakov here, in the Yud Beis, he says, he's kirim le'inyan Chanukah, but really, to me, the sugya of Chanukah really starts before that. Right, because it says Tani Rabbi Bar Chama Psilos Ushmanim Shamar Chachamim Emalikim B'Shabbos Emalikim B'Hem B'Megdash. Right, that was also kind of the Pesach into the sugya of what Psilos and Shmanim are kosher, because it says Lahalis Nei Tamid. It says Hu Tani Lavu Hu Amar La Kadeshet Hei Shalheves oila mihalah veloshtei oila aide davaracha. And this is something which comes up a lot when darshaning ner v'alois chasaner is in ner Chanukah. Many famous vortlach on this. What does it mean shetei shal heves oila meilaha? So take a look at the haboine at the bottom left corner. It's underlined. He says a very sweet thing. Kedesh shetei hashal heves oila meilah. Right? V'alois chasaner is. So kedesh shetei hashal heves oila meilah, that the ner has to be niskayim on its own and not al yedei davaracha. So he writes, harem is v'zeh ki ner lukim nishmas adam. Then a ner is compared to a neshama. And if and shtzarich shetehe oila me'elaha b'nedava v'ratzen tayev d'sharis be'yira. And the implication is, the teaching is that something which is oila me'elaha means that you're doing it because you want to do it. It's a nidvas halef. It's a ratzen hatayev. V'lo yal yedei davar acher, meaning that you're not coerced into doing it, b'koishi v'hechrech. U'be'ei simcha shel mitzah. And at a time of Simchas HaMitzvah, where there is Simchas HaMitzvah, then it's Muchach HaMilsah, Shelefnei Hashem Hu Sameach. So if a person has Simchas HaMitzvah, it's apparent that he's doing it b'nedavah v'ratzon alev, and not b'hechrich. Ki b'simchas Beis HaShoheva. Like we find the Simcha in the Simchas Beis HaShoheva, which is the greatest Simcha of the whole year. Hakol Oile, Lo'ois v'simen shlim asiba l'kel chai. It's apparent to all that from the simple space of Sha'eva, that there's an Indian of Ratzon and not an Indian of Hecher. So with this, he's able to explain the Hamshach HaGemar. He said that the whole Indian, the Yimid of Lahalus near Tamid, is what? Kedesh Yedeh Shalhavis Oilam Eileha, which in Musar and Pnimis comes to teach us that a Yid should do the mitzvahs B'simcho B'Ratzon, and then that's called Oilam Eileha, not that he's being forced to do it from the outside. So that's what the Gemara continues and says, Tanan, Tanan, Mibloy Mechasek Ahan, Mehemneim Hayim Afkim, Bamehem Madlikin. So we tried to bring proof in the fact that they used the Mechasei Kehanim, that the fact that they were Malik from that, to the fact that Akasha, the Ein Malik Ben Mishabes, Ein Malik Ben Mikdash, not true. So Gemara says, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shaini, that they were able to use it for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but that's not a din in Mikdash. Mikdash would not be allowed, but Simchas Beis HaShoeva, yes. So to connect the Inyan of Kadesh Tahavat Oila Me'ileha and Simchas Beis HaShoeva, he says that the Simchas Beis HaShoeva is a similar davar that Shetehei HaShoeva's Oila Me'ileha. That's the Simchas HaTvar. Okay, so let's continue. Tanur Rabbanan, Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Yishu Beisai, and the Mahajin is Ner L'Kol Echad Ve'Echad, and the Mahajin, Min HaMahajin, so Beis Shammai says, Yom Misha Malik Shmoina, Mikam Be'edach Pechis V'Hoylech. Then on the first day we light 8, and then we go down in number. Beis Eloimim, Yom Misha Malik Echad, Mikam Be'edach Moise V'Hoylech. We start with 1, and we go up to 8. Amar Ula, Pli'i B'Hashem O'Rebbe Ma'arava, it's a Machlekes HaMarayim in Eretz Yisrael. If you're Yisi Barapim, Yisi Barzvida, Chal, Amar Tami, the Beis Shammai, can I give you Yomim HaNechnasin, and Taima, the Beis, Hillel the Malam the Basili Kenegi Yamin Hayoitzin. Vechad number Tamad the Beis Shammai Kenegat Priyachag. So according to Beis Shammai, it's Kenegat the Priyachag, the Parus which were brought on Chagasukas, that there were 70 in all. But they began with many on the first day and then they were Pechis for Hurlach as we went along. And Tamad the Beis Hillel says the reason why we go from 1 to 8 is because we're dealing here with Kedusha and Malam Bakoidesh Ve'ein Maridin. The cloud by Kedusha is to go up and never to go down. And surprisingly, there's not a single word about this on the page. Maybe in the Marsha at the top, but it's somewhat technical. But although it's very juicy Indian, at least in the Yaakov, we don't have much discussion about it.
Think about why is it not a problem of Mal Makosh Reim Aridim? You're taking a beged which is Lashoris Bakoidesh and using it now to as a wick.
Yeah, that's a good question, but Tosfos has a stronger question. If you take a look at the Tosfos here, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shaini, he says, Teima, Heich Yishori Lahadlik. How was it even wanted to use the big de kahuna for the Simchas HaShoeva? Halit Tzarech Karbon Hu. This isn't a real Tzarech in the Mikdash. This wasn't a Tzarech for Karbonos. It's just to light candles at the same chesed as Meiva. And the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Bigdei Kahuna Shebo'ol Moilim Bahen. So there's an Inyan, there's a Din Me'ilah by Bigdei Kahuna. So more than that, it's not just an Inyan of Ma'ilim B'Koidish, it's an Isra Me'ilah for Tzitzis.
You're not getting an on and off from it. It's for the Rabbim. It's for the...
So you're answering
it? Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, Tosfos, I think this is what
burning it is destroying it. You're consuming it. When something burns, it also evaporates. That's no longer.
Let's see, Tosfos, he wants to, I wouldn't say exactly what you're saying, David, but he wants to try to get out of it with a doichik. He says, it's doichik lemer de bezin masna lehem. That as if bezin put a tie in it to allow this to happen. Because the matzoyach yishlan lasos v'shozeh. I mean, there was only be necessary to make a tnai if there was a necessity. But we don't have to use the big dekahuna. We're choosing to use big dekahuna. They have many materials that they could have used.
Right.
So it wouldn't be sure to say that they made a tnai. The Nira Luis, the Luis says, the hoyo de lekavod hakarbon hayo oisin, that since it was lekavod hakarbon, because it says, v'shaf de mayim besasayin, right, that since the She'ivas Hamayim was Letzarech HaKarbanos, so immediately you can call it Letzarech HaKarbanos. Letzarech HaKarbanos HaShivile.
That's why it's
Amilu. That's why it's Amilu. For the Nisach Hamayim. That's Tessus' task. Okay. So back to Beis Shammai, Beis Hillah. Amar Rabba Barbachana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Shnei Zekeinim Hayu B'tzidan. Echad asa ke Beis Shammai, v'echad asa ke Beis Hillel. One did like Beis Shammai, one did Beis Hillel. And the Rishonim discuss here, what does it mean, one did like Beis Shammai? Well, who does like Beis Shammai? I think it's the Ritva talks about it. Zenoi sin tan ledvarev, d'man lebakoydesh. Zenoi sin tan ledvarev, k'neged piyachag. This one said like Beis Hillel, that we go down from 8 to 1, just like the Pare, Hachag, and Sukkot. V'zenoi sin tan ledvarev, d'man lebakoydesh. V'ein maridin. Okay? My Chanukah. So what is Chanukah? So I believe the real way to read this Gemara is answers the question that everybody struggles with, really. It says the normal way to read this Gemara is my Chanukah, right? And then as if like the Tana Rabbanan is the answer. But grammatically it doesn't make sense. Because it should say my Chanukah, so then it should say Tana Rabbanan. As if it was coming to answer, the Dalit is unnecessary. It grammatically doesn't make sense. My Chanukah? Did Tana Rabbanan? No. The Chavar, this is the way you read it. My Chanukah, what is Chanukah? The Tanu Rabbanan that we learned about it, that it says Be'esim Chamisha Be'kisev Yomid Chanukah Tmani Einan De Lo Lemisbe Behind With Lo Lesanis Behind. That's the question. That's the question mark.
Yeah.
Right.
After behind.
Yeah. What is Chanukah that we find in Megillah Seifrim that there's no hesped and there's no tainus? Like for what? So now we answer the question. Shekishenichnisu Yivan LeHeicha. I think that makes more sense. Shekishenichnisu Yivan LeHeicha. Timo kol hashmanim shebehecha, that the Yevanim came into the hecha and they were metame everything in the hecha. Ugeshagavra malchus beis chashmonai v'nitzcham, and when the malchus beis chashmonai came and they were misgaber and menatzeach the Yevanim, badku v'loy matzu elapach echad shoshama. They checked and they didn't find except one flask of oil, shayam munach b'chayisama shel kohen gadol, which had the seal of kohen gadol upon it, v'lohayu bo'er lahalik yamechad, and it didn't have only just for one day. Nasa by Nais, and Nais was done. V'hilikim imenu shemano yamim, and 8 days they were able to light from it. L'shana acheres kavam vasam yamim toiv mahalal v'hoda, and the next year they established a yontiv with halal v'hoda. Many discuss why it is that they had to wait till the next year to establish it. Why didn't they just establish it that year? And they answer that because b'shas hanes, they didn't know whether this was a nes which would be nisri. I mean, there were many nisim which were done for Klai Yisrael, especially for Yechidin. And here it was done for the Chashmonaim, so to speak. It was almost, could have been just a personal nes. But when they saw the next year that the Oiris came back, so then they realized that this was something that should be kavua, the Dairi Dairi. They were margish that this was a much more than just a private, personal nes.
We usually touch it as next year, but really, Lashon Acheres,
Come in years later.
Different years.
That's true.
I think in
different
years,
it says
Lashon
HaBa. Yeah.
That's usually how it's said.
Yeah. Yeah. Here it says Lashon Acheres. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, check that out. What's interesting is that the Mefarshim ask also, once we're at it, The Rambam writes about Chanukah that it's Yimei Simcha. He calls it Yimei Simcha. And they ask on the Rambam, like, what's the makor that Chanukah is Taka Yimei Simcha? Maybe it's not. It doesn't have a Din Simcha. Like we find by Rosh Hashanah. Does Rosh Hashanah have a Din Simcha or not a Din Simcha? So the Rambam is mashma that it does have a Din Simcha. He clearly says that. He says it's not Simcha Yaseira, but it is a Din Simcha. So they ask, what does the Rambam know that it's actually a Din Simcha? But I think the answer is very pashut. Because the Rambam, because the Lashon HaGemara here is, Lashana Acher is Kavon Vasam Yomim Toivim Bahalu Vehada. So if you're calling it Yomim Toivim, so if it's a Yontiv, then it has a Din Simcha. I think this is very mefurish to Gemara without having to go from here and from there to try to explain what's the Din Simcha on Chanukah.
I would have thought that the two found words after Yom Tovim is a modifier of the Yom Tovim.
Right.
It's Yom Tovim in what sort of area? In Halal
HaHita. Yeah, that's what Rashi's coming to address. Rashi says, Hachi Garcinam, V'asom Yomim Tovim Behalel V'Hoida. So Rashi writes, Lo'isha Surim B'Malacha, Shalei Nikvu Ela Likreis Halal V'Leim Ra'al Nisim V'Hoida. Could be that's what Rashi's coming to modify. Because Rashi seems to be saying that it is a yontiv gavilus, meaning lafuke yinis malacha. But so it could be if you read it that way, that in Achanami could be that subject. Yeah,
Shana
Acheres. Yeah, it's in the Gemara. Shana Acheres. It's Shana Acheres. Okay.
You have Chalmud. You have
Simcha,
but no malacha. I mean, there is
multiple. There is some.
There is
Isim
malacha.
Oh, okay.
Modified Isim malacha. Yeah. So it's, what's interesting about this is that when we say Mai Chanukah, so Rashi teaches Mai Chanukah as Al Eza Neis Kavuha. What was the Neis that we were Koivea, the Yontav of Chanukah? That's how Rashi learned. Now take a look at Marsha here. Marsha here, it's underlined, it says Mai Chanukah. Pirish HaRan, so the Ran here says, Kleimar Chanu Chafhei. He says that what Chanukah stands for is Chanu Chafei, that they rested on the 25th. Ksas Kasha, says the Marsha. My Chaniya Shai Chacha. What type of Chaniya is there here? Came in the Huta Behemalacha. V'lei Nasnu Liyantiv El Lahalo Lahoydais. Right? So it's like you just said, Yasi. It's not Mamash Yantiv, and there's no Issa Malacha. So Chaniya would imply that they relaxed, that they stopped, that there was an Issa Malacha, but there is no Issa Malacha. So why is it called Chanukah Alts Chanu? If that's the tight Chanu b'chafei, if that's the remez in Chanukah, there's no Chaniya. So says the Marsha, v'nira lefaresh, the nikra Chanukah Hashem Chanukas hamizbeach, ki de'arminan b'perik b'shishmoel, the beis chashmonoi gonzu avde mizbeach, sheshaksu anzi avde kechavim lavoyles kechavim, that the chashmonoim, that they buried the stones of the mizbeach, which the Yevanim, that they were Meshakit it, that they used it for their Avodah Zaras, the Hutzachol Livnas Mizbeach Chadash, and a new Mizbeach was built, Velakach Nikre Chanukah. So really the Simcha of Chanukah is the Chanukah HaMizbeach, the actual Chanukah HaMizbeach, which took place B'Meach HaShmonai.
The rest of it, they finished from building it?
Hmm?
No longer building the new Mizbeach?
So, that's why it's called Chanukah. No, he says, he's arguing with the Ran. Meaning he says it's, I don't understand if it's called Chanukah. Meaning there's one thing, Rashi says why is it called? Meaning the question of my Chanukah is not why is it called Chanukah. We're trying to understand the word. We're trying to just understand the nace. Trying to understand the word. But the Ran it seems to, I'm not sure if he's teaching the Gemara that way. I didn't get to see the Ran inside, or if he's just adding in his own remez by saying it's Chanukah, which we're all familiar with. So once he opened up the sugya, so the Masha says, really? Chanu Chafei? Chanu from what? So that's going to tell me it's called Chanukah because Chanu Chafei, it's a nice remez, 25th, beautiful, but that doesn't seem to be the essence of what captures Chanukah because there's no Chaniyah in Chanukah. So he says, no, it's called Chanukah because there was a Chanukah. There was a Chanukah Samizbeach. That's why it's called Chanukah. This is a different sugya. Olakach, Nikra Chanukah, that's why it's called Chanukah. Meaning, like Rashi. Rashi doesn't understand the Gemara that we want to know why is it called Chanukah. Unlike the Ran, he seems like the Ran has apparently learned it that way. Why is it called? Rashi says it has nothing to do with cold. It's just, what is the nes? But if you want to know why it's called that, the Mashal says, because of Chanukah Kasam Yizbeach. And then he adds, Gan lefi medrash b'midbar rabba, shemaleches ha-mishkan nigma b'chav he-bekifles. Meaning, to understand, the maleches ha-mishkan was completed on the 25th of Kislev. But v'leichanchu ad Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the Chanukah of the Mishkan took place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. V'shavu v'shebay nodu ha-avos. Because Hashem waited to Nisan because that's the month that the Avos were born. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu took it away from Kislev and left it dry? No. Kadosh Baruch Hu shilano b'mei matisyo. So there was a tashlumin. Hashem paid back that month of Kislev with a different Chanukah. Chanukah's by Sheni, as opposed to Chanukah's HaMishkan, which was Nidcha to Nisan. So, Hainu nami shay kama shikasavnu. She shilim loy lihi yisbaya b'yam chinach ha-mizbeach ayedim matisyo sheshaksu anshe ayedikach ha-mizbeach ha-yashem. So where is the chinach of the Vayis Sheni? How did that take place? Was it through the Halakas HaNer? No, it was through the Chanukas HaMizbeach. And just like in the Mishkan, the Chanukas HaMizbeach was the Chanukas HaMishkan. It was both. It was the Chinuch HaMizbeach, which was the Chanukas HaMishkan. And so too here, he says. It's almost the same thing. We can explain how it is that since Kadosh Baruch Hu was Madcha, the Chanukas HaMizbeach of the Mishkan, Tanisan, how was it ever paid back? Right here and now. Right? In Kislev, in Chafei Kislev, through the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, that's the Simcha of Chanukah. It's a big chiddush. The Ramah really mentions that. The Ramah says that the Ktsas Simcha, which we have by the Sudas of Chanukah, are Zecher to the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, which took place by Mei HaChashmonai. That's what we have. But according to the Mashah, it's much more essential. It's called Chanukah because of the Chanukah's HaMizbeach, at the time of the Chashmonot.
Going back to before about Yom Tovim Bahala Vahidah, could it be he's trying to make a chilek between the Yom of Chanukah as opposed to all the other days in Megillas Tainus? We sort of started with that, Megillas Tainus, right?
Yeah.
So these days are unique from all the other days. All the other days are Asur B'Hesped and Asur B'Tainus, but they're not days of Bahala Vahidah.
If more, you could say, more says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Yeches that all of Megillas Tainus was batel except for Chanukah.
Right.
That's what you mean, right?
Does it say Chanukah on Purim there also, or just Chanukah?
Oh, I had Chanukah was Moish Plasky yesterday, Moish.
Either way, fine.
Chanukah.
Either way. Uh-huh. Either way, right. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's a lot of Chanukah.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Uh-huh. So over here, in the Eitz Yosef, and on this left page, I mean, he quotes a very famous Machlokes Bach and Taz. The difference between Chanukah and Purim, not that you bring it up. He says, Kavam Vasam Yonta Bahala Vahida. So he quotes Rashi, Loisha Surim Bimalacha, Shalo Nikvu Elele Kreis Hala, Velem Alanisim, Vahida Shemana Yomim. The very famous Kash of the Bais Yosef, what was the Nes of the first day? So that's why it's an Eitz Yontif. We're not going to go into the Bais Yosef now. So why is there no din mishte and simcha like there is on Purim? It's interesting, he says simcha. It gets back to our discussion before. You know, he's assuming that there's no din simcha on Chanukah. But the Rambam clearly does say, and again, it could be that's the Machlokes, now that Yossi points it out, and how to read the Gemara, Vasam Yomtim Bahal Vada. Like Rashi would be Mashma, and that's how he started, right? He started with Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to learn Yomim Toivim as actual Din Yontiv. It's modified. It's not that it's a Yontiv, it's only Yontiv Gale Habil Hada. But again, it could be the Rambam doesn't agree with that. V'tirets, and the Bach's answers as follows. The Bepurim, Iker Hagzeir Haysa Levishenahnu Misudaso Shalachashreirsh. That the Iker Gzeira was because they were Nehne from the Suda Machashreya. Shal Kain Nigzor Aleim Blaha Regula Abedes Agufim. Shenenu Me'achil Yishtiyah Shal Yisr V'Simcha Shal Yisr. That since the Gufim were Nehne from the Suda Machashreya, the Gzeira of Laha Regula Abed was on the Gufim. Ukisha Asu Tshuva Inu Nafshaisa. And the Tikkun through their Tshuva was also through Inu Haguf. Like Esther said, Knos is Kol HaYehudim. Va'al Toch Livash Tishtu Shleisha Yamin. Because the whole nes was mitzad the gof. So the Bach says that the reason why there was nigzar, this terrible gzeira on Klai Yisrael at the time, that the Yevanim came and there were time in the Mikdash, was because the Kehanim were nisrashal in the Avoida. Since they were nisrashal in the Avoida, so it says, you don't appreciate it, I'll take it away. The one of the gzeiras was to be mevatel hatamin. And he told his troops, Antiochus, yesh biyada, mitzvah achas yesh biyada. They have one mitzvah. If you take it away, then we'll be able to do away with Klai Yisrael. That's how the sugi began. So there was a chachm in that. They realized that the continuation, the existence of Klai Yisrael is due to the halakas ha-menorah. So the Bach called it that they were meiser nefesh on the avoida. I'm not sure how there was a mysterious nefesh on the avoida. Perhaps because they were badku v'leimatsu, meaning they were searching and searching and searching to be able to be madlik the nair, and that was considered to be a degree of mysterious nefesh. Or maybe this is the fact that they were meiser nefesh to go to war against the Ivanim to protect the covenant of the mikdash. The Yeshua came through the Kohanim, who were the ones originally who were in Israel. But since the Gzeira was in a Ruchniistic Gzeira, so Mamela, there's no din Simcha Vesuda Begufim, because the Nes of Chanukah was Mitzad Ruchni, Mitzad Neshama. Whereas in Purim, it was Mitzad Gufim. That's the Chiddush of the Bach, a very beautiful word of the Bach. But the Taz says different. You know, the Taz was a son-in-law of the Bach. The Taz mechalik. The Bimei Haman hanes mefursam l'hatzalos tefashos l'kach yesh simcha v'ilamazeh. Everybody knew about the Gzeir against the Yidden. And some Mamela, since it was a mefursam dikanes and a mefursam dikahatzalos tefashos, that's why the simchas v'ilam hazeh. Even though there was Taka Melchama, and it was well known, meaning it wasn't clear, the nace wasn't obvious mitzad the Melchama. The nace again was very private. What went on in the Heichal wasn't meforsam. It could be that everybody knew about it because it was talk of the town. But the fact that there was a nace wasn't a nace meforsam like in Mitzrayim, it was only in the Heichal. He says, since that's the case, it doesn't have the same degree of simcha as Purim. I mean, in Purim, it's magia filu el yidei haguf, because the simcha is more meforsam, so it goes farther out. I guess you could say it's more of a persimmonisa, and since it reaches farther, it reaches even to the makam haguf. Whereas Chanukah, which it was not as meforsam, although the milchama was meforsam, but that could be counted as bederech hateva. But the neis, the neiris, which is the neis, that wasn't such a piersam. So mamela, since it wasn't such a piersam, there's no simchas haguf. And so the Taz wants the Taichi.
Could you explain it? Is there a way to connect that to the fact that now on Nisim there's no mention of neiris?
Because it's private, yeah. Good point, yeah. I would explain that. Yeah, because it just says v'hiliku neiris v'chatsu kachecha, but it doesn't say anything about the neis, yeah. Yeah. And in the Gemara, it's interesting, the Gemara mentions only the neis of the neiris, doesn't mention anything about the war.
Right.
Anything about the war. Which is and when the Gemara says Maya Chanukah, and according to Rashi, the Gemara is asking Al Eza Neis Kavua, so I mean that the Kviyas HaNeis was not on the Melchama, it was on the Neis HaNeiris, but it was very private according to the way the Taz is saying it.
That explains why it was Shana Cheres also, because it was in that exact time, and we just won the war, now we could be Kavua Yontif.
Right. Well, that would explain why there needs to be Pesumi Niso on the Neiris. The Ikar didn't Pesumi Niso on the Neiris, because since the Neis of the Neiris was private, you could say there's an Indian to be Mepharis in that Neis. That's why there should be a Din Pesumi Niso by the Neiris. Yeah. Let's see the next Sugya. Amr of Kahana. Darash of Nasan Barban Yami Mishmed Rab Tanchum. Mai Dichsiv Haborik In Baymayim. Why does the Torah say that when Yosef was thrown into the boar, it was empty and there was no water in it? If I know that it's empty, of course I know there's no water. So that's repetitive. Why does the Torah say that there was no water? But to be medayak, my main boy, there was no water. But there were snakes and scorpions. So of course, the very famous question here is, why is this nichnas in the sugi of Chanukah? Now the reason why, simply, al pi pshat, is because it's just agav urche. I mean, we had just quoted a memory from Rav Tanchin, Amr of Kahan, Amr of Tanchin, where he had said, Nir shel Chanukah shenicha lemala mechaf, it's psula, kasuka chamaboy. And since the Baal member there was Kahana b'shem Rav Tanchum, so we're bringing another member here. But there could be many members of Rav Kahana b'shem Rav Tanchum. So what does it have to do with this? And that's the question everybody's struggling with, is why is this nichnas into the sugya of Chanukah? We know, of course, b'chlal, that Yosef has a lot to do with Chanukah. And there's many beautiful tibritzim, but let's try to stay on the daf a little bit. So take a look at the Likutim here to the left. Quotes the Meshech Chachma. He says, "Haroya makam shenasa l'neis mevarech baruch she'asa l'neis b'makam hazeh." So there's a concept that if we come to a place where a neis took place, there's a baruch on the makam. Now he doesn't mention this, but there is a Ramban. The Ramban says that the baruch of she'asa nisin la'vesine bayamim mahim bazman hazeh, the precedent for such a baruch is this Gemara, because the Gemara says just like when you come to a makam, you can make a baruch b'makam hazeh. When you come to a zman, a zman is also a mar makom that you could say about it that she'asa l'neis b'zman hazeh. Really, he compares those two brachas, which is very interesting. That this is how the sugya starts: makom she'asa l'neis, you can make a bracha she'asa l'neis b'makom hazeh. But that's not why he brings it in. It's nageya to Yosef. We'll see in a moment.
So, just so basic, why we find that this bracha is only said once a year in Eretz Chanukah,
and
Purim.
We make it in Purim. We make it by Purim too. You said Likra HaMegillah.
But we don't say it by Shvi'i Pesach.
Right. That's a good question. I think the pshat is because it's a din in Pesumi Nisa. It's Pesumi Nisa by Mikra Megillah, and it's Pesumi Nisa also by Chanukah. So since it's an Indian in Pesumi Nisa, so the focus of the bracha is Sha'asa Nisa. That since this is the place of an ace, and this ace needs a piersim, so mamela is dafka by these two nisim. In Primius, it's good too, because we know that Chanukah and Purim correspond to Netzach and Hod, where in the body, Netzach and Hod correspond to the two legs, the Yerechayim, the legs. And the Gemara makes a drasha, ma yerech b'seiser, that, of course, the yerech has to be covered, but the Gemara used that lashon, ma yerech b'seiser. So that means to say that there's a certain hester by Purim, and also by Chanukah. Like we just explained, by the Neiris, the Neis was Behester. So since the Neis was Behester, Mamela there's an Indian of Pesim Menisa. And Megillas Esther too, of course, it's called Megillas Esther, Milosh and Giloy Hester. And there's a certain Hester which needs to be Nisgala. But it's very good because it's Kenag and Netzach V'Hoyd, which are Beseser. So since it's Beseser, we have to be Mepharsim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim doesn't need a Pirsim, so there's no Bracha Shasta Nisim, because it's, everybody saw it, it's nothing to be Mepharsim. But since this needs to Pirsim, Mamela Shasta Nisim. I think that's the pshat. I never saw it in Simon, I think. That's the name. So, HaPirish Kedivi Avudram. The Avudram says, Davka Sheyitzi Miderech HaTeva. To make this bracha, there has to be a nes, which is Shalik if he derech HaTeva. V'hod Mevarech Aner Chanek Mikshim Shenas Nes B'pach HaShem, which is a Negin HaTeva. So there is a Shalik derech HaTeva, and that was the nes of the Shemin. That's the Iker Hanes was. Imagine if there would have just been the Nes of the Neiris, but not a Nitzachan. So what? We celebrate the Nes of the Neiris, but we're still, you know, Akati Avadim LeAchashverus by Anan. You know, that wouldn't make sense. So he says like this: V'Yisrael Kibu Melucha Masayim Shana, and we reigned for 200 years. The Rambam says, "Well, it's the current Sarach Lahar Neiris." So as a zecher for the Neis, we like Neiris. But there's really two Nisim. So just for the Neis of the Neiris alone, it would be okay, just, he says, to have a Chazusa. I mean, just to be able to see it. Even if it was Lamala Me'esrim Amo or Lamata Me'esar Atfachem. Ach Lahoris Anes Pach Shemen Tzarech Davka Diyehe Shalta Be'ena Teichesim Amo. But in order that it should be a zecher for the nace of the shemen, which was what? Shaloi kifi derech hateva, unlike the Neis of the Nitzachon, which was kifi derech hateva. So if it was only out the Neis of the Nitzachon, so we wouldn't have any criteria how you have to see the Neiris. Because it wasn't Yoytzi of the Fidei Derech HaTeva. Just to see it would be fine. But since the Neis of the Neiris was Shaloi Kefi HaTeva, you need to be able to see it. Shalta Be'ena, like the Gemara at the beginning of Sukkah, that's why it's Lamata Me'esim Amma. The Remez Lezeh, and how was that a Zecher for the Neis of the Neiris Befrat? Shachayim Meir Mitoich HaHeichel. Because they lit the Neir, this Neir of the Neis in the Heichel. The Gemara says that the Heichel was 20 amas high. So the reason why it has to be less than 20 amas is because that's a true zeichet to the Neis of the Neiris, which was lit in the Heichel, and it was lamata me'asim ama. So he hasn't answered his question, remember. He's going to connect this memra to the Sugi of Chanukah and Yosef HaTzadik. So he's just setting it up. Let's go back there. There's another statement of Rav Tanchuma. To put this together, that Rav Tanchuma is also a Baal Medma for another Indian regarding Yosef HaTzadik in the Sugya. State Medrash, when Yosef was on his way back from Aras Machpelim bearing Yaakov, hitzitz bebor. He looked at the boar, he came across the boar that he was thrown into. Can you imagine that? Uleshem shamayim niskavin levarech baruch sh'asalineis v'mokam hazeh. He made that bracha. By the way, it's either the Medrash or the Mefarshim point out, that's why the brothers were nervous when they got back. And they go in and they plead, don't do anything to us, we're so sorry, your father said not to harm us. Why would they, I think? Because since he made the bracha on the Neis, of the Neis by the boar, they said, oh, look, he still remembers what we did there. That this really was a very important instance. The Iker HaNeis who Mash Helu Mehabor. So the Iker Neis was what? That they took him out of the boar. Ubesibas Hashkocha Nasalasar Al Kometzim. Hashkocha had it that he became the ruler of Mitzrayim. Achabracha Tzorech Levarach Al Davar Yoytze Chutz Me'ateva. Right? So even though the Iker Neis was the fact that he survived, that he was sold and he became Melech Mitzrayim, and the fact that they were in a Chashim and Akravim was only Tashel. Right? And that was Beseisa, that was Betzina. It wasn't like the big Neis was that he became the Melech. So you see again, just like we have by Chanukah, there's the Iker Neis and then there's the Tafel Neis. By Yosef too, we have the Iker Neis, but that was B'derech HaTeva. But the main Neis was for everybody to see that Yosef became Melech Mitzrayim. So he says, V'zesh Amar of Tanchum, Ava Nechashim V'akravim Yeshbay, V'haya Neis Yosef M'derech M'tava Oilam. So just like the Abu Drum says, in order to make that bracha shasalinis makom hazeh, it needs to be a nes which is yoytzi the fit derech hateva. So even though it wasn't the ikur nes, but episode was a nes she yoytzi the fit derech hateva, and that's the memory of Reb Tanchum. V'chein nismachu shnei mamari Reb Tanchum. That's what we have, the memory of Reb Tanchum here, because Reb Tanchum who Reb Tanchum to be medrash. That's the same Reb Tanchum in the Medrash. It's our Reb Tanchum. I mean, our Reb Tanchum, who says both things, b'habor regim b'mayim, and also that the Nair has to be l'mata me'asim amma. So, it's really hainu hach. Kayadu l'horiz shebechanako b'yoysif haneis chaya hasibas mi'ashkochen nitzachen u'melucha rak she'abrochi kaya kan alabor shezikun ha'chashem kan al pach Hashem. Meaning, by both instances, there's a neis b'derech ha'teva, which is the main neis, which is the nitzachen ha'melchama and the gedul of Yosef. And there's a neis tafel, but that's the ikur neis. And the ikur neis has to be shaloi kederech hateva in order to make the bracha of sha'asa. So mameila, by Yosef, by saying that that Yosef went into the bor, nechashim akravim yesh boy, that means it was shaloi kederech hateva. And that's why you can make a bracha of sha'asa liyinei b'makom hazeh. So that will explain why also by the Neiris Chanukah has to be Lamata Me'asim so that you can make a bracha. I guess Sha'asa Nisan Avansen Abayamim Bazman Hazeh. It's a beautiful, beautiful pilpul by the Mashiach Chochma. Yeah. So, let's continue. We should skip to the page to Daf Chaf Zayin, because there was really we're short on time, and there was no Mamakremis which I thought to really discuss on this Amid in the Ein Yaakov. So let's go to Daf Chaf Zayin here in the Ein Yaakov, top of Daf Chaf Gimel Amanav. Amar Bishua ben Levi. Kol hashmanem yafim l'dyoy. V'shemen zayas ben amokhor. So in making dyoy, ink, in writing a Sefer Torah, a mezuzah, tefillin, so shemen is used in the process, and all shmanim are used, are acceptable, but shemen zayas is the best. And the Gemara says, Yibayluhu, Lagabel, Ala Oshain, for what purpose? So Tashma, the Tanrib Shmuel Bar Zucha, Kol Hashmanim Yafin Lejoy, Bein the Gabel, Bein La Oshain, and Rib Shmuel Bar Zucha, Masi Lehochi, Kol Hashanim Yafin Lejoy, Vishem Zayas, Mina Mufchar, Amre Vahuna, Kol Hashanim Yafin Lejoy, Yisaf Ktaf, Yafin Mikulam. So we see that when it comes to Dioy, Shemin Zayas is Mina Mufchar. So take a look at the Sefer Habayina on the left. He says, "Kol hashmanim yafim l'dyoy." He says a beautiful thought. Me'achashin it's davina l'chtoiv sefer Torah tefillin and mezuzas. So since we're commanded to write tefillin and mezuzas and sefer Torah, ein l'hafli im hivinu chazal al hajoy eich yasuhu. So don't wonder about if Chazal wanted to understand how the joy is made. Ve'amar, and they concluded that shemin zayitz is min hamufcha. Don't be surprised by that conclusion. That since Shemin Zayas is also the best to light the menorah in Mikdash, the Ner is Shal Mitzvah, and the Ner is Shal Mitzvah, that since Shemin Zayas is the best for the Ner, and it's Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or, so too in Torah Shebach Sav, it's also the best. So there's an Indian in Shemin Zayas. You know, the Gemara says, where you find Shemin, you find Chachma. Right? And the Sfarim say that there's Torah Shebach Sav and Torah Shebach Peh. What's the Or of Torah Shebach Peh? That's the Menorah. That's the Or of Torah Shebach Peh. So the Sefer Torah, which is Shemin Zayas, and the Menorah, which is Shemin Zayas, it's almost like a Hekish and a Tzad HaShavah between Torah Shebach Sav and Torah Shebach Peh. It's an Indian in Gilui Torah. Gilui Torah is through Shemin Zayas, because Shemin Zayas is Chachma. The Gemara continues. My mevarech, what's the nusach habracha? Mevarech asher kiddushona b'mitzvah yisav yitzivona l'chalik ner shel Chanukah. That's the Shloz girsa, but we know in Arizal the nusach is l'chalik ner Chanukah without the word shel. V'heichan tzivanu, and what's the source that we can make a bracha? Where's the source of the tzivoy for Chanukah? That we say v'tzivanu. Rav Avya says, miloy sasur. Rav Nechemya says, sha'al avicha v'yageitcha zekeinecha v'yayim rulach. So take a look at the Likutim here on the left. Quotes of Tzadik HaKayin from Lublin. Lama sha'olu b'mitzvahs ner Chanukah yoyisim yishar mitzvahs d'rabbanan shemavarechem aleihem k'ba al netil tzidayim u'birchas hala. We know that there's zayim mitzvahs d'rabbanan. And dafka by Chanukah the Gemara asks heichan tzivanu? Why there's no heichan tzivanu by netil tzidayim or heichan tzivanu by hala?
It certainly came later.
Yeah, it's the last. Yeah. Shlomo was p'sakin netil tzidayim. Chashmonaim was way after Shlomo, second base of Mikdash.
So, isn't that the answer? Or?
Why is that the answer? I mean, Mitzivanu means it requires a Torah source. So, why can't we say Shlomo lived after Moshe Rabbeinu? So, why can't we say Mitzivanu Shlomo Malach? Where's your Tzivim in a Torah?
Because it was already Koveya in the time of the Gemara that. Those, I guess it's a bad answer, but those things already were Koveya in the time of the Gemara. It was known that Halacha was, that's fair.
Yeah, because even the Gemara was after the Bais Sheni too, after the Nes of Chanukah also. So he says, Amnam, V'haramban b'reish sefer ha-mitzvah v'chein, haram b'drashois of hir gishu, lama lo nira lo Rav Nechemya b'taima d'loy saser. Meaning, Rav Nechemya comes along and he says, shal avicha v'ageitcha. What was wrong with lo saser? That sounds like a very good makor. So it says the Rav Tzadik, the Torah says, make siyagim l'Torah, make harchakos, make mitzvahs. If that's the case, in all such instances, yesh levarach alem v'tzivanu, because the Torah says to make them. Masha'enki b'mitzvahs Chanukah. The Chanukah is different. It's not a harchakah, it's not a siyag, it's hardly even a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for what? It's a zecher. It's just a zecher the nes. Shehu kfiyas mitzvah, an ace shezak mayin ovar. We're just remembering an ace. So al zeh, continue here with Likutin. Al zeh shalu v'heichan tzivanu. That's why we ask here, as opposed to netilas yadayim, and as opposed to v'hiskadishtem, as opposed to halo. See, the Torah likes halo. But zeichel an ace? That's what the Gemara asked Yechin Zivano. And Reb Avya said, Loi Sasar, Vezele Nichale the Reb Nechemya. Because Reb Chemya Svirele, Shehu Rakal Hayras Dini Hatar. You can't apply Loi Sasar as a Makar except Dini Hatar. Masha'enkin Mitzvah Chanukah, which is what? Kedushas Hazman Ha'avar. The Alze Maisi HaPasak. That's why you have to come onto a different source. Of Sha'al Avicha V'yagidcha Zekeinecha V'yamurlach. Which is Shaloi Namar Dafka Al Dini Taira. Rak shetish malach chachamim koya sheyam rilach. To listen to chachamim and the zakenim for whatever they say. A beautiful, beautiful teretz of tzaddik. V'alzeh harem is ma'isi hatanchum of apsikta al mitzvah sechana tadaika. So now he brings in some bakiyas and he says, if you take a look in the medrash says in regards to ner chanukah, shelo yomer adam eni mekayim mitzvah zakenim kazu. Right. Says, don't be such a person who says, I don't do the mitzvah of the Zakenim like Ner Chanukah. So Rav Tzadik says, why does it bring Ner Chanukah as the example? Right? So, Kizu Daikam, Mipin She'ena Minatoi Kidvarenu. Vazem Messiahim, She'en Rashim Lamarkin. Af al mitzvah Zushu, who murder all of us, Kedusha Bizman. Meaning, the reason why Chanukah is given as the example is based on what we said, because Chanukah is not a mitzvah, it's not a harchukah, it's not a gzeira. It's just a zeichel l'neis. So that's why they picked as the example something which the Chachamim said about it that it's only zeichel l'neis. Don't be a mevaza the divrei Chachamim by saying, I don't want to have anything to do with Ner Chanukah. Meaning, even so low, if you could say that, meaning, even though it's not a harchak gzeirah, siyag, mitzvah, it's only a zeichel l'neis, a person shouldn't have that attitude even about Ner Chanukah. So you see from the medrash, he says, I see that it's a different gather. And that's why Nechemya wasn't happy with the answer of Avya. Like we said, Shehu Moir al Hoifras Kedusha Bizman, Masha Afal Divayim, Ani Maskim, Gam Masha Goizim al Hashras Kedusha Saneis Bahazman, Kamashin Emma, Vesigzer Emma, Vyakam Lach. Vahainu Af Amir Ba'ama. Even though it's just an Amir Ba'ama, it's a Zecher Ba'ama, it's just an Amir Ba'ama, we have to uphold it and to accept it like we would do any Mitzvah Chok Gzer. And he says, Teda, and there's a beautiful raya, he says, Shehari Yaakov Beirech HaKot on Lifnei Agadol, he says, Yaakov Avinu, if you take a look in Parshas Vayechi, he doesn't bench his sons in the order that they were born. For example, he puts Zebulun before Yisachar. That's what the Chazal asks. Why did he do that? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu followed suit, because when it came to the Chanukah Samishkan, Yehuda Nachshon brought first. It wasn't in order of the way they were born. So where did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose to go in that way? Because he took it from Yaakov. Yaakov went ahead and he changed the order, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if Yaakov did it, I could do it too. V'hoirazu hayadayka bizman Chanukah Samishkan. Sh'aydi HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'zeh shemaskim al dirbi chachamim. So when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come and show up and say, I'm okay with the fact that Yaakov went out of order, and I'm going to do the same. He was maskim. Even though it wasn't Hashem's order, he didn't bring them into the world that way. But Hashem was masking the argument. Where does that come out? By the Chanukah Hamishka. Ki etzim Chanukah Hamishka ha'igam kein hashras hakedusha mikoich masi lichachamim. But the kedusha of the Mishkan is different than the kedusha of the Mikdash. The kedusha Hamishkan has to do with what's called ma'isi yedei chachamim. Like it says, Moshe brought the kedusha to the Mishkan. Kama shenema, v'ahi b'lem kalis Moshe l'hakim etz haMishkan, v'ahim shachem ekadosh v'sam. So the chachamim of the zman were a master at the hashras hakedusha on the Mishkan. Ki halelo haya hashras hakedusha b'makom kavua k'beis haMikdash. Right, the Mishkan wasn't set in a certain place of kedusha, like the Beis HaMikdash, which is only in Har Abayis. Shachayim mekayim mekudesh mi'oz v'bias ha'elim b'makom emes yisiyah, k'ma shenem mochal l'shitav v'at Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekadosh l'makom haMikdash. So the fact that the Beis HaMikdash has Kedusha, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it its Kedusha. But who gave the Kedusha to the Mishkan? Moshe and Aharon did. That's called the Ma'isa Chachamim. So that Kedusha came into the Mishkan through the Chanukah Sanesim, through Moshe. It was through the Chachamim and the Mashiach. Kadosh Baruch Hu appeared at that time with the order of the Karbanos to say, I'm asking to Yaakov. Even though it meant that following this order took place at the Hashras HaKadosh at the time of the Mishkan. With this, we can explain why we read Dafka, the Chanukah Sanesim by Chanukah. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu came through the Chanukah Sanesim as if to say that I'm masking to Yaakov Avinu. I'm masking to the Zikna Yisrael. And what's that? Shenemar v'sing'ur v'yakam lach. That's what? Sh'al v'yichav yagidcha z'kenecha v'yamru lach. So since I see by the Chanukah Sanesiyim, the Chanukah Samizbeach, Shalav Yechav Yageich, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim to Yaakov, even though it's not a mitzvah, it's not exam, it's not a chagah, but it's just the way that he brought the brachas into the world. That's certainly not Lo Yisasur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't follow because of Lo Yisasur. There's no Lo Yisasur for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there is Shalav Yechav, Zekinech HaVayim Lach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim. And that's Chanukah Samizbeach, that's Chanukah. So that's why Daka, Heichem Yitzivanu, Chanukah Shalav Yechav Yageich. Beautiful. How much beautiful. Okay, it's going to be Maariv momentarily, and we'll just speak out just this last Iyon Yaakov. He says Haragel Bener. He says the Gemara goes on to say Hazahir b'mezuzah, Hazahir b'tzitzis, Hazahir b'kiddush hayom. But when it comes to Ner, it says Haragel Bener. Why does it say Hazahir Bener? So just look, we can do it real quickly. Iyon Yaakov. He says Ayn Rashi. Rashi says it's going on near Chanukah and near Shabbos. That's what Rashi says. Ubechidushak of this maksha, lama nakat kan haragil, ubeinach nakat hazahir. Why does it say haragil? Va'oy da'achim lezmek, kuli amay regilim b'mitzachanim near Shabbos. You kulim tamid chachamim. Why isn't everybody tamid chachamim if everybody's being mekayim near Chanukah and near Shabbos? V'ilay mistafina ha'isi aimer. That ragil b'ner means what? Kedesha b'nei besa yechoylim lilmad b'layla etzel haner. Ragel Boner has nothing to do with Shabbos or Chanukah. Has a person who is Ragel Boner all year round, that they keep the lights on, they spend the money to keep the lights on so that people can learn Torah 24/7, 365. So then that's why they have Banan Talmid Chachamim. And since it's not a mitzvah pratas mechuyabes, that's why it says Ragel. Because it only says Zohar if you have a Chiyuv. But you have a Chiyuv in your Shabbos, you have a Chiyuv in your Chanukah. But Ragil is not going on that. Otherwise, it would say Hazor. So what's Ragil? That you invest the time and energy to make sure that people can stay and learn Torah. And that's why if you do that, then Betach, you're going to have Talmid Chachamim come from that house. It's not just a skula. You caused that because you were Ragil in there. You kept the lights on. So it's a very mechudish, beautiful way to look at the Gemara. Okay. Shkayach.